You're listening to 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. If you have church news for us or community news for us or any kind of news for us, send it to us by way of our internet site, our website. Go to whcbradio.org, whcbradio.org, and you can give us your information by email. And we are most grateful for it, because that means we get to serve the public by putting the information out there. In any given year, we probably put out, 1,500, 2,000, maybe even more, messages of information about what's going on in the community, what's going on in your church. Dr. Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Some remember him as a great preacher, some as a great theologian. But he wrote this many years ago. He said, "He who has once gotten fairly into the Scriptures can never leave them. The book, that is the Bible, holds you as a magnet holds a needle, or as a flower holds a bee. If you want great thoughts, read your Bible. If you want something simple, read your Bible. If you want the deepest and highest truth that ever was, read your Bible. The book, the Bible, talks to us in our own mother tongue. Why should I have to ask another what my father says? The Bible to many is a dull book, as dry as an old will. But when you hear your own name read out in a will, you prick up your ears. What if there should be something in the testament of our Lord Jesus Christ for you? When I found my own name there, my heart danced for joy. It was in these lines: For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. What Dr. Spurgeon was writing about is you and me. That whosoever is your name, that whosoever is my name. It was written specifically and especially for Dr. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, long before he was a doctor. And it was written for you. And it was written for me. God loves us beyond measure. He loves us so very much that He sacrificed His only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for each of us. We were all born in sin. That came to us from Adam and Eve, our long time ago parents, our forebears, passed down through all the thousands of years. It's got to be dealt with if we have any hope of heaven. But we have the hope because God loves us. God loves you, my friend. And he made a way possible for you and for me to spend eternity in heaven with him. We know from Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, the awful truth, and that is, it's appointed for man, and we can say woman there as well, once to die, and after this, the judgment. It is true, we will all die someday. There is a day appointed. There is a time appointed for our death. We don't know what it is, but we do know the appointment has been made. I get the note sometimes on my phone or in my email, an appointment has been set for you by Dr. So-and-so. And it won't tell me what the appointment is. It just says there's an appointment set. I have to go to their website and go through their ways of finding out when that appointment's set. I can find out about the physical appointment for a doctor's appointment, but I don't have the privilege of finding out the appointment of my death, the appointment of the day and hour of my death. But it will happen. And when it happens, either soon or a long time from now, you and I, when we die, will stand before the righteous judge. And the question is, are you ready? Are you ready to meet the God of the universe? Are you ready today to meet him as you are? You carrying around that sin, the sin you inherited by birth? You carrying around all the things you've done that were sinful as well? Well, see, you don't have to commit another sin to be a sinner. You're already a sinner. You got to do something about the fact that you're a sinner. God loves you. Christ died for you. The Holy Spirit's waiting for you and calling you. So it's up to you. You need to decide. You need to decide now whether it's God's glorious way to heaven or your own hopeless way that will lead you to eternal destruction, damnation. God's word tells us very clearly and plainly that we have no righteousness. Our righteousness is as filthy rags, as it says in Isaiah 64:6. We've got to be saved. We've got to be born again. We must confess we're a hopeless sinner in need of a Savior. We must ask Jesus Christ to forgive us our sins and make us that new creature, that new creation. We must allow the Holy Spirit to take complete charge of our lives here on earth and to seal and assure us for that place in heaven. How important it is that we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 16:31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Heavenly Father, thank you for your message. Thank you for loving us beyond all measure. And thank you for the truth that salvation is by faith in Christ alone. By grace through faith are we saved. Now, Father, we ask that you would guide us this day. For that one that does not know you, that they will come to faith in Christ today. Now, Father, we ask for your blessing and your provision in Jesus' name. Amen.